It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Joining us on the phone, the legend, the icon, the one and only, Ron Jeremy. How are you, Ron?
Great. How are you guys doing?
How's it going?
You are joining Joe and Walt and, of course, Davin on the show. We appreciate you having us on. I got to tell you, Ron, you are the first adult film star we've ever had on the show. We've been doing this a long time. And you know what? It's good to start with, like, the legend, right?
Sure. Yes.
So...
Three guys and a girl, all guys.
Well, the girl called out. The girl was afraid you were going to be in studio and she'd be walking funny after the interview, so she called out.
She's still not safe. I could whip it across the country. You
know? He's like the old MCI commercials.
You know? Trip on it.
Well, I was going to play double dutch with it. I got to tell you, Ron, you give old Jewish men like me a lot of hope. Thank you.
Where are you guys located? Where is it?
New York.
New York.
Orange County, New York. Familiar with it?
I love that. I used to go to the Orange County Fair.
Okay.
Yeah, we're right by there.
I used to teach school at the Crystal Run School upstate and also at Crystal Run School, and it was in, near the Flagler Hotel, South Fallsburg.
Okay. You
know? Okay, it's a little bit up there, yeah.
I was at the original Woodstock for half an hour. When I was a long-haired hippie kid at 16, I went to the original Woodstock.
Wow.
Great Slick. So I have a lot of experience with the Catskills. So you're in Orange County, isn't that where they have the Orange County Fair?
Yeah, we're about two, three towns before it.
Me and my friend Tina, if she's listening, hi Tina. Me and her were handing out and handling baby lions and tigers.
Wow.
And Larry Wallach, who's a U.S. Marshal for animals, he has a booth. People go and pay like $10 or $20. Some of the money goes to charity for feeding the animals and for housing them. And some goes into his pocket, but that's okay. And these are cute little tigers. They really are adorable, you know.
Now, Ron, was it as seedy back then as it is now, that fair?
Very, very low.
What's your line?
Was it as seedy as it was back, back then as it is now?
A CD?
Seedy. Like, it was, now it's not the best place to go because there's a lot of undesirable people and stuff there.
Is that true? I heard the rumors, yeah. Is Orange County becoming a bad area?
No, it's a nice area. It's a nice place. It's only an hour away from the city, so you get a nice population of people up here.
And I used to go canoeing down to Delaware, and I used to teach it.
Yeah.
Starting out as a Boy Scout, and I used to teach. There's a great website called Catskills of Paradise Lost. Take a look.
Okay.
It shows you how the apprenticeship of Dudley Kravitz, starring Richard Dreyfuss, or Patrick Swayze starring in Dirty Dancing. That stuff really happened just like that. That's, you know?
Right. Look, Ron knows more about Orange County than you do, Darren.
Oh, he absolutely does. He absolutely does.
Yeah.
Ron, I got to ask you.
As a waiter. First, I was a busboy.
Right.
A bellhop. A waiter. A maitre d'. A captain. And that goes for Grossinger's, Brown's, Concord, the Laurels, the Windsor. You know, Shanks, all that stuff, right?
Right.
And then I went up to being a performer. I started doing comedy alongside Lenny Schultz. And okay. That was at the Raleigh Hotel. And that's guys like Jack Eagle, Mousy Lawrence, Freddie Roman, Dom DeLuise, Jackie Green. And these are the guys who are doing the, I never forgot that one great line from Jackie Mason. You know, he goes, people say to me, look, shalom. That means hello, or it could mean goodbye. How do you know what it means? So I say, well, if they leave after you said it, it was goodbye.
Okay.
Okay, there's no Jewish humor at this table. Huh?
No. Well, actually, we actually have that in common. We're both nice Jewish boys. I left law school to pursue comedy full time, and my father wasn't thrilled. You're a nice Jewish boy who left teaching. You were a teacher to do porn. How did your parents react to that?
It's okay. That wanted to be better than porn.
What?
They were okay with everything I do.
They were okay with it?
I do.
Like my father didn't accept me until I went played Atlantic City, and then he could brag to his friends that his son was playing Atlantic City.
You headlined Atlantic City?
I did. It was a long time ago.
Congratulations. My biggest credit is I opened up for Fluffy, you know, Gabrielle Iglesias.
Yeah.
That's a nice honor because he gets like 8,000 people, so I got to open up for him, you know.
That's great.
Good guy. But I tell you, but we've all had some nice credits, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you grow up in a very religious household?
No. Well, my grandmother was a little Jewish, but not really. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
We're all proud of being Jewish. All of us got bar mitzvah, every one of us.
Right.
But, you know, I wouldn't say we were religious.
See, like, I found that, like, the comedy was probably, like, some sort of rebellion in some way with me because I really bristled against the religious aspect of it. Do you feel like that your career choice was, like, some sort of rebellion to this religion or no?
No, not really, no. I'm proud to be a Jewish boy.
That's cool. Yeah. When married men meet you, do they have to pretend that they don't know why you're famous?
Sometimes I'll see them do that with the wife and the kids.
any wife that doesn't think that their husband is watching porn is an idiot.
Well, not all of them do, you know. I mean, some of the real progressive women will do it watching with the husband. You know?
Yeah,
that's the ones we like. I used to watch with my girlfriend back in. I used to watch. Well, yeah, I've done that.
I remember I married a girl who used to like to watch porn with me.
now she prefers you do it by yourself. But like a lot of people say, you know what? If I could be Ron Jeremy, I would be Ron Jeremy. He's got the greatest job in the world. Every day he gets to sleep with all these beautiful women. Do you ever have like these moments where, you know what? If I have to fuck one more pussy, I'm going to kill somebody. Do you ever have those moments?
Nope.
Yeah. Me either, Ron.
It's a great fucking job.
He does have a great job. Yeah. What are you, Ra? You're in your 60s now?
I'm the guy that goes to the Bunny Ranch for the food.
Yeah.
We talk about that, you know?
That is weird, though. I've been to strip clubs where they brag about the food. I always thought that was, like, a very weird thing.
Wow.
What was that, Dennis Hoff's Bunny Ranch?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a pretty famous place. I mean, you got to have good food there.
Yeah. This is weird. I had some of the fans like ask, write in things that they wanted to ask. Ron, you don't have to answer this, but I'm going to throw it out there because Lucia wanted to know it. So you don't have to answer it. Lucia wants to know the length and girth of your member.
It's 2 inches from the floor.
Wow. All right.
They're using it as a speed bump right now, so the cars will slow down.
It's going to smart.
That's being productive,
so big,
right there.
And it's so big. When I was born, my dad had stretch marks.
Wow.
It's so big. I'm doing a girl tomorrow, today.
See, I like that.
Rod's giving us a little material, a little taste.
A little future joke.
This is one of my jokes, but it's a little sadder now. It's so big that Stephen Hawking can't count it.
Wow.
Well, it's too soon. That's too soon.
A little soon.
That's a little soon.
Oh, funny.
No, we're kidding. We don't give a shit.
We don't give a shit.
we're busting your balls.
I wasn't friends with Stephen Hawking.
Well, because he's smart.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, man.
So, I had to do a lot of research on you, Ron, especially for the Name That Orgasm clip that we're going to play. So I've seen a lot of Ron Jeremy. I've probably seen more of Ron Jeremy than most men do, except for the cameraman at this point. I saw a lot of clips of Ron Jeremy. I did see one clip where the old adage is, if a man could suck his own dick, he would never leave his house. I saw the clip. Why do you leave your house?
Eddie Murphy did a routine about it. I said, is he gay? No, because it's his dick. But you know, if he gets his own face, that's gay.
Yeah.
There's rules.
See, he's got a dick big enough to where he can suck his own dick. But you realize if you want to do that, you don't have to suck your dick. You can suck somebody else's.
Yeah, but why? But if I want to suck my own dick, it's because I want the pleasure. It's not if I like sucking dicks. There's plenty of places to do it. If I can suck my own dick, I'm in a select company.
Isolate all of that.
You're just being selfish now.
Well, you're not getting your dick sucked, all right? Settle down. Settle. Unless Joe's volunteering for something for work.
Well, I brought the date book.
So. Man, I think one of the things that's like appealing to you, because you're still working. And by the way, I did a lot of research on you, and this made me howl. I don't know when it was from. Had to be from the past 10 years. And you're with this young black woman, and she's like, trash and talk to you. I'm not trashing. This is what she's saying. Yeah. She's like, I can't believe I have to fuck this old cracker. Bup, 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 bup. She's just going off on Ron.
Right.
And Ron's sitting there plowing her with his fingers. And Ron goes, ah, by the sound of things, you're enjoying it.
Touché, my friend.
It made me laugh my ass off. Spoiler alert, Ron got the girl. He had sex with her.
Ron, you still do the porn movies?
Yes. Yeah.
Good for you.
You don't. You said that quiet. Are you, yeah. Is it something you're trying to phase out of? What? Ron? Hello?
Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, look at that.
He's showing his cock.
I don't know.
He's showing his cock right now. This guy.
Maybe he's showing his video clips. I don't know.
He's at a Starbucks right now, taking out his cock.
Can you imagine having this conversation at a Starbucks?
Yeah.
God, I hope not. I'm at a Panera. Hold on, I have to order my soup and a sandwich.
Yeah.
I got three assholes in Orange County on the phone. Bear with me.
Yeah, Grande? No, not the coffee. I just whipped out my rod.
I don't even think the Grande's the big one.
No, it's, what's, oh, God, Vente.
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 Yes. Are you there, Ron? Oh, right.
That was my question that made him go.
Which was your question?
Do you still do porn movies?
Yeah, but that's not a bad question. He's still on the line.
A valid question.
I think
Trenta is the franchise.
Thank you. We're solving problems here. Well, I know I believe he still directs, and like I said, I did a lot of research on him.
Yeah,
and it looks like they're fairly, you know, recent. I mean, I didn't carbon date the films.
But, you know? I'm surprised there was nothing your DNA on them. Well,
I looked up Wikipedia and
but there, you know,
the golden age of pornographic stars. Ron shows up in the golden age with I know a couple of the names here. Harry Reams. Everybody knows who Harry.
Yes.
I don't know who Harry Reams is.
Yes. Jamie Gillis. I know who Jamie.
I don't
Gillis
know who
is.
That is.
John Holmes. Everybody.
John
knows
Holmes.
John
no.
Holmes.
John was the one that died of AIDS. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he was in that movie, well, not the movie, but the, wasn't he at the place when George Reeves got shot?
I think, George, that was Superman.
Superman, he got shot, he got killed upstairs, and I think Johnny Holmes was downstairs.
No, I don't think, no.
Linda Lovelace.
Linda Lovelace.
Marilyn Chambers.
I know Marilyn, she used to be on the Cinemax movies,
Ron
right?
Jeremy, yeah. Samantha Fox, Sika.
Samantha Fox?
Yeah, Samantha, you don't remember Samantha Fox?
I remember, I know she was, but I mean, she was a music star.
But she was also, she also did softcore porn.
She was a crossover celebrity.
Vanessa Del Rio, everybody knew her.
I didn't know her.
Spanish, yeah. Amy, now the second
with a
wave,
name like Del Rio, really? I didn't think she was Irish, stupid.
How about the second wave stars? I remember these people in my father's video store, the box.
did it have the saloon doors?
Yeah, it did.
I'm going to
no,
go
it had
look
a curtain.
At
no, no. It didn't have anything. No. It had no saloon doors. It had just it turned in the back.
Okay.
But you could see it. So Amber Lynn.
Did you work, Joe, did you work in his dad's
no.
video store?
I didn't know it, but he did.
Joe's worked everywhere.
Christy Canyon, I know that
Christy
name.
Canyon, yeah.
Ginger Lynn.
Yes.
I remember that. Jerry Butler.
So this is the second wave?
This is the second
what,
wave.
What period time frame is this?
Doesn't really say.
Learning a lot about
doesn't
porn.
Say.
Ron, you there? Huh.
Jerry Butler.
This is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't think we asked anything over the line.
I'm telling you, maybe he was doing this during a movie and the girl was blowing him. And
is that what?
Oh, there you go. Ah, we thought we lost
Where'd you.
Where'd
you go?
I don't know if you were filming right now.
No, I just someone's making a jump on me across the room. Sorry.
Across the room? Shit, you got an audience for this?
Now, Ron, I looked up on Wikipedia just famous porn stars. And you came up with a couple like Harry Reams, Jamie Gillis, all these names, the Golden Age. And I didn't know there was a second wave of porn stars. They call it a second wave with like Ginger Lynn and Nina Hartley.
Tracy Lords, Nina Hartley.
Yep, Tracy Lords is on there.
Amber Lynn, Jenna Jameson, Christy Canyon. That was a whole bunch.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Vanessa Del Rio and...
Vanessa was up in your group.
Today, you know. We just lost someone, the late great, what's the stage name? Pam is the real name. Real sweet girl. You know, she did a lot of private stuff. She's got a nice attitude.
Mm-hmm.
She just passed away the last couple of days.
No, sorry.
To hear that.
Sorry to hear that. Our condolences. Yeah. do you ever like have a yearning like to be in a traditional monogamous relationship, or it just doesn't even appeal to you?
Not really.
No?
No, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie about that.
What's the outside of the sex, what's the best thing about being Ron Jeremy? Outside of obviously like the great amount of sex that you get to have, like if you like, what's the best thing about being you? Like on it, what makes you think, man, I'm happy, I'm doing what I'm doing, I am who I am. What's the thing?
The beautiful women getting to act in fun shows.
Okay,
yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
Was there ever anything in a movie where they like came to you, Ron, I want you to do this, and you're like, absolutely not, I don't do that. Is there anything that you won't do? Okay.
Because I wouldn't be able to get an erection.
So
I see a hairy ass, I want to shave it.
So does that mean you wouldn't even do like a menage a trois where it's two guys and a girl?
I would do that. I've done that. Yeah.
Okay,
he's done that.
But like no contact with either guy.
I got you.
Yeah. You never accidentally like, you know, yeah, crossed the saber. What do you call it? Lightsabers.
How'd these balls get here?
These are not mine.
It takes balls to be an actor.
See, here's the thing, man. If I'm the other guy and you're performing next to the icon, I don't know if I can perform. I might be a little intimidated.
It's like, yeah, it's like singing opera with Pavarotti.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't. It's like
together with the master.
Yeah, exactly. It's like taking batting practice with Ted Williams.
Yeah.
It's like, well, this is the best. I can't perform. Do other guys go, you know what? I can't
a little distracting. You often get the hang of it, you know.
Well, I don't think I will, but.
Now, Ron, how many women have you had sex with at one time in a movie?
15.
Wow.
15 women.
You can rent it. It's called Zane's Put It in Reverse.
Zane's Put It in Reverse.
Now, why wouldn't you just do the other three women, make it 18, and make it some kind of golf course theme? 18 holes. I think we're on to something.
Look at Walt trying to collaborate with Ron.
I think there's money to be made here.
Walt's like, when are you coming to Orange County? We should get together and write.
Yeah, well,
idea.
You know, Ron, I own a comedy club up here in Orange County.
You should get Ron.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
We should get. I'm
intrigued by Ron now.
We'll put you in contact with Ron's management. We can make that happen. So I want to ask you something about the industry.
Dante ever performed there?
What?
Has Dante or Rebecca ever performed?
No, I don't think Dante's on the West Coast.
What's Dante's last name?
Just Dante, as I know that.
Is it Rushinello?
Yes.
Oh, I know. He was on Last Comic Standing, Dante.
I think that's his last name.
So he
was a finalist.
He did a lot of tours for the USO.
Mm-hmm.
I know who he is. I know Dante. Who's Becky? What's Becky? What's her name?
I don't know.
Becky Donahue?
I don't know.
Guy.
Oh, it's a guy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody better tell him about that first name.
Tell me the guy.
That's always going to get confused.
Ron. Like, we hear a lot today that, like, women are not getting paid equally. In a lot of industries, women don't get paid equally. Yeah, in your industry, the women actually make more than the men, by and large. Why do you think that is?
A lot of feminists say that they think it's just not fair that the only industry where they make the same as the men or more is the skin trade. They feel they should be getting more money for, you know, jobs that use your mind. I understand that logic.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I understand both logics. You know,
do the male performers in the skin industry and the skin trade? Do the male performers get upset that they're, you know, because they're performing on camera just like the women are?
No, but you know what you're getting into. That's what I say. You know what you're getting into,
so to speak.
You know, you want to fuck women for money.
Have you seen these guys? I'm pretty sure they can fuck women.
I'm just saying.
They don't look like me.
Jerry's out on that.
That's a good point. I did see some ugly women in those movies.
No, so the men are kind of all right with it then.
Yeah.
They have to be.
Yeah.
One in a white, because there's a guy right behind them waiting to do it.
When they get past their 60s, they all do depends.
See, that's a joke. You use that. That's a good joke.
So you've
I'm on it.
You are on it, baby.
We're writing them down for you, Ron, just in case.
It's all on radio. We'll send you the transcript.
That is disgusting. Are you guys good looking?
Joe is.
Yes.
Joe's the best looking.
I always make jokes, like with the guys that face radio, because, what's his name, Johnny Dare?
Uh-huh.
I host the Rock Fest with him, about 30,000 kids. I'm up on stage. And he's a handsome guy. Then you look at the regular guys, Howard Stern, Mancow, Drew and Mike, Bob and Tom. They got a face for radio. They're okay.
Yes.
We get a very select few, you know.
Well, we're right. We're okay.
We're okay.
I mean, somebody's fucked us. I mean, we've all been fucked at some point.
Yeah.
You're in the middle.
We're average. We're average. But, you know. So, you've done mainstream film. Ron, you've done mainstream film appearances, and you can do it again, obviously. Do you prefer the mainstream work? Like, would you rather be, like, a working but not famous mainstream actor or the icon that you are? What?
We missed that.
Could you repeat that, Ron?
I forgot what I said.
All right.
There you go. So you're having a good night, too.
Would you rather be the icon in the skin trade that you are, or just a working but not famous mainstream actor? If you had your choice, which would you prefer?
I like the acting. I like the mainstream actor.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds good. Now, do you play other parts besides Ron Jeremy in regular acting movies? You do? Okay.
I play Vincenzo.
All right.
Okay.
Gazmo, I play Clark.
Okay.
So yeah, I play a lot of different roles.
Awesome. Do you feel like you've been kind of pigeonholed because of, like, do you feel that you miss out on some more mainstream work?
A little.
Okay. This one comes from one of our fans again. This is from Johnny O, and this is his question verbatim. Rumor was Burt Reynolds went at it with director of Boogie Nights over male porn star who was always on the set. Director wanted him there to keep the vibe. Reynolds was not such a fan. Was that you? Were you the guy on the set?
No. I consulted Boogie Nights.
Mm-hmm.
I hung out with Burt Reynolds and discussed the business. But Burt Reynolds, the original role of Boogie Nights, was supposed to be Leonardo DiCaprio. But he got the job of Titanic, and he wanted to take that instead. There was a "don't do this, don't do it." Everyone knows the ending. The boat goes down. Does that. And then Scott was saying, what was the thing?
The Burt Reynolds. Were you the guy on the set
that Burt Reynolds
that
had,
Burt
an,
Reynolds
issue
had an issue with?
No, that was the director.
Oh,
okay.
All right. So it's all right. A lie. It's a
people told them, well, told all of us, don't talk to Burt Reynolds about the business, about porno, whatever. All he wants to talk about is sports. That's all he cares about, sports.
He's a big sports fan. Interesting.
Is he? He's a Florida State guy, right?
Yes, he said. Yeah.
He was a Florida State Seminole.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know Stormy Daniels?
Do I what?
Do you know Stormy Daniels? Do you find her to be a truthful person?
Yes, she is, actually.
Okay.
She's an honest girl. She's tough. She does what she wants. I'm sure she's got some good PR for herself, you know.
I got to tell you, Ron, I follow her Twitter feed, and I'm really impressed by the way she takes on these trolls. I mean, as a comic, you know this. It's hard when somebody's coming at you. Like, in our case, it would be a heckler. But, I mean, she's taking on these trolls, and she's very good at it. I have a lot of respect for her, actually. Did people know?
I've been in scenes with her.
Okay.
But not extra scenes. That's one scene.
You've been in scenes, but never inside her.
Right.
Yeah, we all saw what you did there.
How depressing.
Well, you guys are still both vibrant.
So that's one thing you and Donald Trump don't have in common.
Did people know? Did people in your industry know that she was dating Donald Trump? Okay.
A little bit.
All right, so it really wasn't a secret.
There was a bit of word about it, so we were hearing stories, you know.
Okay.
Oh, so nobody really saw it.
Well, did Donald ever come on set?
No, we didn't bother. We didn't get a chance to see.
Right.
A schmeckle balls deep into a spongelia.
Wow. Ron, I hope we never see those pictures.
Yeah, right.
And also, you should trademark that saying.
Where are you going? Well, I can tell you, his brajol is balls deep as it's congealed.
Yes,
I gotta tell you, I didn't think a conversation with Ron would make me hungry.
That's funny.
I love that. You should copyright that dialogue.
do it. It's all yours.
It's yours.
And if you don't do it in 2 days, it's going to be mine.
Yeah, right.
And he'll take it. You don't want him to take it.
You can't even spell plagiarism.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. Let alone Brajol.
Brajol into the scungeel.
The latest one to come out against the truth.
Got
to
hold 1 second, real
quick. Okay. Okay.
Go ahead. We're not going nowhere. We are not going anywhere with this radio gold.
Oh, I
got no place to be.
Oh, my God. You just made this a show going off at 11:30.
Hysterical.
He starts talking about that. I'm like, I don't want to see a Donald or a Stormy. I'm fucking hungry. But it is kind of interesting that everybody kind of knew something was going on. And he did, and it was kept a secret for a long time. Actually, Melania had just given birth to, was pregnant and just given birth to Baron.
Lonely.
Is that what it was? Lonely. Talking to the microphone with your stupidity. let this be on record. I would hate for
me. Forgot. He's not on the air, but we are.
Yeah, we're still in the air, stupid.
Well, we're here drinking my salsa.
We hand delivered by Walt Papello.
Yeah, a little salsa for you.
That's good stuff.
Salsa.
Snapple.
A little Snapple Joe's drinking, a little Body Armor next.
Well, it comes bringing gifts. It's a lovely.
Bearing gifts.
But it is interesting that everybody kind of knew, and the initial strategy by the president was, don't admit a fucking thing. And I think that's because he knows his wife is going to fucking kill him. But it's interesting that Trump's old strategy would be, like when he was with Ivana. Or with, no, it was, excuse me, it was Marla Maples, one of them.
Yeah.
He was calling the papers bragging that he was cheating on his wife. That's what he did back in the 90s. He was calling
those
the papers.
Those are good old days. Why are you hating the president, man?
Well, there's so many reasons, but that's not my point. No, but the point is now it's like deny. So people say the president hasn't changed, and I say, no, he has.
You realize on Wikipedia, they got other names that Ron used to go by, and one of them was the Hedgehog.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, the Hedgehog, yeah.
That's his nickname.
The Hedgehog and Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Well, Big Daddy's self-explanatory.
I know that.
He's a family man.
Pornographic film actor and stand-up comedian. So it's on here.
Yeah,
that
yeah we're going to get to the comedy. When Ron comes back, I want to talk about the comedy.
He opened for Puffy, man.
What?
He already said he opened up for Gabriel Iglesias.
Fluffy, not Puffy, stupid.
What, I said Puffy?
Yeah, you said Puffy.
All right.
You there? Ron?
He's almost there.
I heard something.
I think the director yelled cut. I think I heard that happen.
It's like phantoms are rushing by the phone,
yeah, right.
Just like brushing.
Hey, guys.
Hey! There he goes. We were just talking about Wikipedia.
All right, let's
go ahead.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the touring. You're doing a lot of stand up comedy now. You're a touring comic. What made you decide that this is something you wanted to pursue?
Well, I did it years ago before I was when I was back in New York. I was teaching a mentally challenged kids. I got my master's, special ed. In fact, it was so many years ago they called it autism. No, they called it. They didn't call it autism. They called it a childhood schizophrenia.
Oh, wow.
All right. I didn't know that.
So I quit teaching to do theater off-Broadway, and that's what I always wanted to do. So, and I did, and went to what's the next, and started getting more work, more TV work, and more, film work, and it worked out good.
But I mean, like throughout the years, even when you were like mainly focusing on the film work, was there a yearning to get back on stage and do stand-up?
Not as much.
No.
It's okay. I prefer plays, and a play that prefer.
That's your passion.
TV, so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For
Gaston was wonderful. Being in Boondock Saints was great.
Right. So like when people ask you what's the work you're most proud of, that's what you would refer to.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say four films: Killing Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit Rock City.
Okay. Oh, you were in that Detroit Rock City with the Kiss movie?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I think
we call it the Ron movie.
The Ron movie.
Who was in that? Wasn't that Edward Furlong or something was in that?
I think Matthew McConaughey was in that, right?
Edward Furlong was in it.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I know this stuff.
You're a fan.
And that Shannon Tweed is in it.
Okay.
That's right. The owner of the nightclub called It's Raining Men.
Which is Gene Simmons' wife.
Yeah, they're still married.
Yep, Gene Simmons' wife got in there.
Yeah, he is in it.
Are you friends with Gene Simmons?
One of my jokes I say on stage is that, this is Gene Simmons. Because I ask, how many girls do you have the same number, you know? And I say, well, you know, it's Gene Simmons. He gets girls that look like his gorgeous playmate Shannon Tweed. When I'm not making movies, I get girls that look like Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to go over well. This group seems okay.
You're killing.
Killing.
Are you? Do you write your own jokes? I mean, some comics do, some comics don't. You writing?
What?
Are you writing your own jokes?
Almost all, yes.
That's great.
Occasional gifts. Bobby Slayton gave me a couple.
Oh, okay.
Pitbull and a hedgehog.
Yeah, right.
Are a lot of the
That joke is a sure shot. That's funny. When I say, you know, I get those that look like Gene Simmons. People, hey, that's pretty good. I'm surprised.
It's a hard connection. It's coming in low. It's a good joke.
Yeah.
It's a good joke.
It works.
And it's fucking radio. It's not the same as comedy. It was good.
Yeah, I'm not out for comedy tonight.
Trust me. His club, there's seldom comedy there.
Especially Ron, when I'm you know work. What? The next time I talk to you, I'll be drinking, and then I probably will go all over.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you got to drink at a comedy club.
I agree with that. Is a lot of your material based on your experience in the adult industry? See, that's very unique because we've seen.
Who could do that?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
We've seen tons of comics.
Yeah.
If I tell you, hey, I just banged 15 girls last weekend, nobody's gonna fucking
nobody's
believe
that.
No. Ron does. He goes, slow weekend.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Ron, none of us are gonna even be remotely the guy who banged 15 girls last week.
What's the hardest thing for you about performing stand up? Right.
All right.
How many years have you been back doing the stand-up? You said you did it back in the 80s. How long have you been?
I kind of stopped for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to MC a lot of shows. Like I might be at Motley Crue. I'd be on stage.
Mm-hmm.
These rock stars would be really good by me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I often get to introduce them. And then they'll say and make it funny, make it goofy. Like with different guys, I put in different speeches. Sometimes it's funny. Or in the case of Kid Rock, I would say, please welcome the G of country, the Daddy Mac of white boy rap, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and Mr. Kid Rock. Or Vince Neil, I'd say, he's the one he got his name, because when girls meet him in the locker, they kneel. Please welcome the Vince Neil band, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, but that must be cool, getting to meet all of those rock guys. And
yeah, but they're thinking it's cool meeting Ron.
Yeah. That's
a two-way street.
You're right.
That's pretty cool.
Anybody can have the house MC, but who can have, you know, not too many people can have Ron Jeremy introducing you.
This is true. I agree. So, on the show I shared, Ron, I recently had a Hellgate comedy show. It was a show for a man that passed away 2 weeks ago of diabetes. Unfortunately, they told me when I took the gig it was a fundraiser for this guy, and I didn't know he died of diabetes, and I had a diabetes joke. And it was an awful hell gig story. Do you have a great hell gig story that you could share with us?
Do I have a what?
A great story about performing stand up when it just went really bad, like a hell gig. I tell them all the time on the air because sometimes you.
I could do a. I just thought of it just
now. Okay.
Well, this guy, and it's actually not even so much of a joke because I got what you got. You got the diabetes, legs gone. I had a case of a guy, a grandfather, a distant relative of mine, and he had to get, you know, a leg removed because of diabetes. Well, you're not going to believe this. The store, the rest of the hospital, it wasn't as good as Cedar Sinai, but it was a good pretty hospital out in somewhere on the West Coast. I forgot which one. And they performed the operation and took off the wrong leg.
Oh, no.
And then they had to take away the correct leg, so rather than losing, you know,
one leg.
Now we put two legs. And that was totally unnecessary. Because it would have stabilized him to be able to at least walk with one, right?
Right.
Naturally, I took the case to court. Yeah.
He didn't have a leg to stand on?
Wow. You cut to it.
That far.
Wow.
He could have stopped it
halfway through. Walt sucks, by the way. Walt did that to me on the first part of the show, too.
My delivery is a lot mine's a little better because I'll be right next to a guy. And I was doing this before Sam Caniff even did this. He did it right in the person's face. Sam would say that, like, you know, I've been married. He screams face, you know. For me, I'd be like, the judge told him? He goes, why? He told me he didn't have a leg to stand on. You know?
See,
it gets a laugh. You know, I do it that way, but. Yeah, yours was a little bit more banal.
No, it's all in the delivery, Ron.
It's all in delivery.
It's all in the delivery. No, but what I that's a great story. What I was asking you though was like if you've ever done like a gig where it was just like really awful and it was really hard, like a hell gig. All comics have them, where it's not your fault, but things just go wrong.
Yeah,
when
you're on stage and you forget things. That's terrible.
Oh, that was
the worst. You just forget stuff. You get old, senile. You just forget, or you drank too much, or you just forget.
What about the the audience members? Audience members yelling up at you, you know, all kinds of stuff. Hey, show us your cock, all that kind of stuff. You get that?
No, I get that a lot, sure.
See?
Show us your cock. I never was in a comedy club and asked the actor, show me my
I'll tell you what, that's a heckle I've never received. I've had you suck, shut up, turn off the mic. Never show me your cock.
Show me your cock.
That's a Ron Jeremy specific heckle.
Right, exactly.
Sam Kennison was the best at giving it to the audience. My favorite one, and this is so great, I sat with Robin Williams, believe it or not. What film? Oh, I dropped the name. We were in San Francisco, I think at the Punch or something.
Punchline.
So the audience was looking out like crazy. They hated his guts, right? Hated him, you know? So we're watching this, and he said, okay, I can see the audience hates my guts. Look, guys, write the name of the sacred dead in that napkin, little cocktail napkin in front of you. Write down the name of somebody you really cared about. You know, you're not going to steal this one, are you?
No, go ahead.
Because you suck, Walt.
Remember your sacred dead, someone that passed on, somebody you cared about, maybe it was your grandma, your great woman, maybe it was an unborn fetus. Write the name down on this red cocktail napkin in front of you. Pass this to me up to the row right here so I can take that pile of napkins and wipe my ass.
See, I like that.
See, there you go. See how it works when you don't jump it, Walt?
Yeah, did you run with Sam Kinison? Because we have a couple comics that I've had up at the comedy club. Mitchell Walters. You know Mitchell Walters?
Mitchell very well. Did he own a club down in Florida?
I don't know if Mitchell did.
No, I don't think he did.
As a matter of fact, I have Mitchell Walters at the club on April 14th with Davin. Davin's going to be on the show with Mitchell Walters.
Now I'm motivated.
Who's on the show?
Davin, the host right here, Davin.
The guy whose show you're on. Never mind.
The guy you forgot about.
That's fine.
And Mitchell Walters, he's going to be there. And I've also had Jimmy Schubert at the club. I got him in October. Jimmy used to run with him.
They were all the Outlaws.
Yeah, they're all the Outlaws.
Carl LeBove.
Jimmy Schubert. Carl LeBove.
Yeah.
Sam. And a couple other guys I forgot.
Not Mitchell.
Well, Mitchell Walters, yeah.
Yeah, Mitchell. Was there a fifth one?
No.
No, that was it. So it was Mitchell, Jimmy, Carl LeBove, and Sam.
There was one more guy.
Sam took Paulie Shore from the bottom of the road. Yeah.
That's cool.
Did you hang out with those guys?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's funny. I'm gonna tell Mitchell next.
I did an autobiography, which is a New York Times bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows a lot of pictures of me and Sam. And my documentary, Bill Kinison, is very heavily featured in it. He was great, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where can we see the documentary? Is it online anywhere?
Everywhere, yeah, sure.
What's it called?
There's two of them. The one that was really big when I showed on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Legend of Ungentleman.
Okay.
And the other one was called After the Buffet.
After the Buffet. Sounds like one of Joe's documentaries. What do you think most people find the most surprising? Because you're doing this tour now. You're going all over the place. I know you've been doing some stuff in the Midwest. What do you think will be the most surprising thing fans are going to find about the Ron Jeremy comedy tour?
That I keep it in my pants.
Do you get a lot of women coming up to you, like trying to grab you and be inappropriate? Does that happen?
Do you get mad at that or no? Do you like slap their hand away?
What?
I didn't think so. No. Do you if a girl came up and started grabbing your junk and grabbing your ass and stuff like that, do you stop her, like slap it away like a woman would do or no?
Depends on the club serves alcohol. Depends on the rules of the club, you know?
Right.
I've gotten in trouble for that sometimes. So it just depends on the rules of the club.
Yeah, that's a rule that's never been read to me. By the way, you can't have women grab your cock. Yes. I've had rules read to me in many a comedy club. That one's never come up for my act.
Yeah, right. No red M&Ms, and you can't get your cock grabbed.
So, like, do you feel at this point, like, because they are grabbing you and some of the clubs don't want it, that you have to have, before they can come and take a picture with you, that you have to have them sign something that they won't grab you? No, I meant like legal paperwork, not tits. like before they can take a picture with Ron Jeremy, they got to sign, I'm not going to grab Ron because you don't want to get in trouble.
I'm going to do that. That's a good idea.
Well, I'm glad I can help. See? I'm just thinking about you because we've all dealt with club owners. Some of them are real dicks to my right. But anyway, no, we've all dealt with comedy club owners, and some of them, they don't give a shit. They're going to read you the riot act. So at least this way you can protect yourself from that.
Well, in all fairness, they have a right to. It's their club.
I agree. I agree. But you know what? When a drunken woman comes up to you.
I make jokes about groping, and I make jokes about it on shows and on various TV shows and shows, but no, actuality, I don't really do that. Everyone took me seriously, and it was nuts, you know, because I'm cool, so I don't flash, I'm not supposed to, you know,
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, you know.
So you feel like that you've unfairly been painted in behaving a way that you don't?
Say what?
I said you feel that, like, because of stuff that you said on talk shows, you've been portrayed as a way that you're really not in real life.
Kinda, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that their kind of expectation? I mean, don't they kind of like? I mean, because obviously, if they're coming out to see you,
yeah, we made jokes about that. You know, like we were doing a combat to, you know, Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby, and my manager Dante, well, you know Dante.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, we're a different case. You know, we're paid to grope and see." So some people thought it was very clever what he said. Others didn't like it at all.
Well, but it is actually kind of true. I mean, you know what, you are, as far as,
well, you got to go with the rules, you know.
No, right. But I'm like, there are rules, and if the club makes the rules, those are the rules. But if no rules have been read to you, I mean, there probably is some sort of expectation that some of these people have from you.
You got to do some stuff. Yeah. I let people actually yell. I travel miles, so you're gonna sign my fucking boob. You know, that kind of thing.
I get the same thing all the time.
Davin gets the same thing, but he wants somebody.
I gotta go on the stage now. What time is it?
It's 5:30 your time.
Oh boy, I gotta kind of rock and roll.
All right. We were gonna play a game with you, but I guess we won't.
Where you?
You guys are funny. Yeah, let's do the game.
You
guys are funny. You should you call and put me out again if you want to.
Oh. All right. Do you want to do the game another time, or do you have time to do it? It's up to you.
How long does it take?
Well, I mean, there's a. It's called Name That Orgasm. Well, the first round of the Name That Orgasm is I give you a bunch of ethnicities, and I play some orgasms, and you guys have to guess the ethnicity of the orgasm.
Yeah, we'll do that when I come back.
Okay.
Oh, so where are you going to spot? Where are you doing a spot at 5:30?
Right now I have to go to it's a nice little restaurant called The Cat and the Fiddle.
Okay.
They do a British thing called the, it's great, they call it. If you guys are in the area, you'd want to go to this. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
It's called Pup Quiz, where you play against other people, you win prizes. And I help run the show. I play the violin. I play the harmonica. It's great.
Now, all your dates are on your Facebook page, Real Ron Jeremy, right?
Yes.
Okay. And
And
people can also follow you on Twitter at Real Ron Jeremy, right?
Correct.
All right.
Dude, you're a lot of fun, Ron.
Yeah,
you're
good time, man.
Jeremy is actually on. Like, the Real Ron Jeremy is on Twitter.
Okay.
Is it also on Facebook?
That's what I was told. I was told, make sure we mention your Facebook page, because that's where all your tour dates are coming up. And, of course, we want people to come out and see you and say hello and see how nice and funny you are.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Ron. All right, good luck on the stage, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah,
great,
man.
Ron.
We'll have you on next time to play Name That Orgasm.
Yeah, you guys, it's fun. Yeah. You guys are funny.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for calling in.
You guys stand up all over, right?
Yeah. I'm a stand-up. Joe's a stand-up.
As it should be.
What?
Okay, guys. As it should be.
Yes. All right, man. Have a good show tonight.
Take
we'll talk
care,
to you.
Ron.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bro.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Keep in touch anytime.
Will do.
Thanks, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ron Jeremy, everyone.
Ron Jeremy, that was fun.
Yeah. He's actually a pretty cool guy. Yeah,
he's a very cool guy. That's what everybody. Listen, if people told me he was a dick, I wouldn't have him on the show.
I got to be honest.
Oh, he has one. A big one.
I got to be honest. If he's ready to call back in another day, just tell Pip to stay home.
You want to be here for Nate?
I
want to
be here for the game.
Yeah,
we could have you in for the
I
game.
I like him. Yeah. I just feel like the aura of the three of us together with Ron Jeremy is going to be fucked up once Pip gets here.
I kind of agree with Ron. I kind of like a woman involved. you know, after the news that you broke on the first segment of the show, listen, I don't want to be alone too often with you.
I happen to agree with the woman thing being involved, so that's why Joe, you can't come to that show. Okay.
Listen, in all reality, it'll be Pip that calls out. I mean, if we're going to be honest about it, it'll be Pip that calls out. Joe gets here more often than not. Pip, not so much. But
whatever.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of bummed we didn't get to the game.
Yeah,
I knew it was going a little long and you were probably not going to get to it, but I didn't expect he was going to play a fiddle.
Well, yeah, we didn't expect that. We also didn't expect there to be, like, pauses in between the interview for shit to get
done.
That's
a good point. He had to go. He was doing something over there, setting up the room.
It's almost like when you call, we got to go over that thing. All right, hang on. Where are you going? Hang on, man. I just got to put shit in the dryer. Hold on. Be right back.
Is that what he said?
No.
But that's kind of like when you called your pal. That's kind of the vibe.
Joe, were you there? Yeah, dude, I'm just putting shit in the dryer. Hold on. Hang on.
I got the dryer treatment. Yeah. God.
So he must have been in a restaurant when he was calling.
I don't know.
The restaurant he was at.
But if I knew that, I wouldn't be asking some of the questions.
Or maybe he was getting ready for the gig. You know, and then he hit.
Sounded like he's got. I gotta go.
Well, if he was in public, some of those questions were inappropriate.
Yeah, but was it? Nobody's listening to it. What's he gonna do? Answer it? I mean,
maybe
go
that's
outside
why
and do it.
Maybe that's why he didn't tell us the dimensions. That was, like,
he did. He said he was 2 feet, 2 inches from the floor.
I understand that, but he might have been like laying on his tummy. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. He could be sitting down.
Yeah, I mean, how the fuck do I know?
He could be sitting on a skateboard.
He really didn't want to talk too much about that scene where he's blowing himself.
Did he?
That's a fucking thing. That's why he is. That's a
I'd
thing.
Be on the fucking Tonight Show if I could do that.
Yeah, that's what Johnny fucking wants.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon. Would. Jimmy Fallon's looking for somebody who could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's gonna blow himself.
Leno. We go fucking. Fallon I was trying to and Carson and you fucking go Leno.
You know why? I was trying to do Fallon and then I'm doing it. I go, why is it coming out Leno?
Oh, it came out Leno.
Oh no, I'm not gonna argue with you. It did. I'm like, what the fuck?
Fucking Leno wants it on the fucking chin.
He's a cool guy, though, man.
Yeah, very
I'm gonna,
cool guy.
I'm gonna look at, so you didn't. I knew Dante as soon as you said Dante. As a matter of fact, when he was on the show of Last Comic Standing, he went by the name Dante. You never knew what his last name was.
Okay,
he never said it. But when I became friends with him on Facebook, he puts his last.
You
like got to
remember,
Chanel.
I didn't
done the club.
No.
It's hard for these West Coast
out
guys.
To me one time. Right.
It's hard for the West Coast guys because it's one show. So, I mean, if they put together a tour.
If they're here.
Yeah.
But if they come in, they're doing Governors, and they come in the city, do a couple of nights there, they could always shoot up here, like, you know, in do spot.
Listen, if Walt wants to work something out with them, I will put Walt in contact.
Rascialelli. That's
yes.
his name. Rascialelli.
I am happy to put Walt in contact with all the players
and
let them do it.
Right.
Stay out of it. I'm happy to do that.
CEO, personal manager.
Golden
Artist Entertainment.
Golden Artist Entertainment.
Yeah. That's the guy.
There you go.
Yeah, Last Comic Standing. Dante.
Yeah,
he had his hair up like.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He had
that's
like
great for radio, by the way. Yeah. With the fucking act out, stupid.
Doing it for Joe. Doing it for Joe.
Like a point on his head.
Yeah, a little point on his head.
A little point on his head. Fucking acting it out.
He's got no pictures of Ron Jeremy on here.
Maybe it's a different site. I don't know.
No, on his Facebook, you'd think he'd say, "Hey, my buddy Ron Jeremy."
I don't know, but he's managing him. We put together with Dante and with Jason Douglas.
Mm. There you go.
Who? What?
That's how we put. That's how we got Ron on the show.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That's how we. So we thank them. And yeah, I'd love to have Ron again. I really wanted to play the game. It did run long. There was a lot to get to with Ron.
Right.
And we weren't, like I said, we weren't expecting intermissions. But speaking of intermissions, we're gonna take one now, and we'll be back. We got a whole lot of turbulent air to get through. Shit's been going on in the friendly skies that we've been neglecting the past couple of months, and.